Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you will use this city as a tool of witness in the lives of those who are struggling to live godly for you. I pray that it will bring deliverance and set the captive free. Lord, as it goes beyond the prison walls, the highway and byways, that it will compel those to come unto you. Lord, those that are struggling, that they'll begin to live victoriously. And Lord, when that race is over and it is all finished, Lord, they can come unto you and you will say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. In Jesus' name.
I just want to thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Do I have anybody in the house that loves the Lord today?
Yeah.
I give you one or two that don't mind letting people know I love the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I love the Lord.
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 Love the Lord.
I 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 love the Lord.
He saved my soul.
He saved my soul.
He saved my
soul.
He saved my soul.
He saved my soul.
He saved my soul.
He saved my soul.
He saved my soul.
He saved my soul.
He saved my soul.
He saved my soul.
He saved my soul.
He saved my soul.
Save my soul.
He brought me out.
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 Brought me out.
I love the Lord.
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 I love the Lord. The Lord.
I love 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 the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I love the Lord. Hallelujah. Because he loved me first. He brought me out. Hallelujah. I love the Lord because he saved my soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's a mighty God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord Church.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord Church.
Thank you, Jesus.
Do you love the Lord today?
Hallelujah.
How about giving some praise? Now you can do better than that. Come on.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
He's worthy. Hallelujah. First, I want to give honor to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who by all things exists. And give honor to First Lady and Bishop Haynes, our spiritual parents in the Lord, our leaders. I just want to thank everyone who has come out today, those over social media. Just want to thank you for joining us this day. We pray that the Lord will have a word for you this day to help you and encourage you to get through this upcoming week. First, we'll look at a passage of scripture found in Psalms 150, verses 1 through 6. When you have to say amen. Psalms 150, verse 1 through 6. If you all stand for the reading of the word. And it says, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the sound of the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with the string instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, Lord God, I just ask you, Father God, just lend me your anointing, Father God, so I can minister this word, Father God, in a way that is acceptable to you, Lord God, and that will speak to the hearts of those who hear, Lord. And Father God, I just ask you, Father God, to just show them in this day, Lord God, and have your way in me, Father God. Give me your words to speak, Father God, that your will may be accomplished, Father God, and that your word may not return unto you void, but it may go forth and accomplish what you will have it to do. In Christ Jesus' name, amen. And the word on today is, there is power in your praise.
Yes, that's right. Hallelujah.
There is power in your praise. And the word praise appears 214 times in the King James Bible, 100 times in the book of Psalms alone. Said this word appears many times, so it's not something that we can just gloss over like it's not important. So praise is important to God, which means it should be important to us. Yes. Praise is like prayer. It's an unnegotiable issue with God. He requires us to do it, so we must do it. Here in Psalms 150, verse 1 through 6, we see we're being told who to praise, where to praise, why to praise, and how to praise. So God gives us specific instructions when it comes to praise. He says, when it comes to who to praise, we know where to praise God. It says, praise ye the Lord. He's worthy. No one can do what God does. No one is on God's level. He's the only one deserving of the praise. And it says, praise him in his sanctuary. That's his holy place. And we know now we are the temple of God. So if we're in his temple, why would we not praise him? Because these temples don't belong to us. They belong to God. He says, praise him in the firmament of his power. That's the expanse of heaven. And we're under the expanse. I mean, I don't know about you, but I can look into the heavens and I can see this is the glory of God. This is the power of God. A big bang didn't do all this. And it says, praise him for his mighty act. Praise him with the string instruments and organs. Praise him upon the law sounding cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. So this is instrumental praise and dance. And singing is in there too. So in every possible way, we're to praise God. It says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. So if you have breath in your body, you need to be praising God. Because we don't know when we're going to take that last breath. Hallelujah. And when it comes, we don't want to be found to not have given him the praise that he deserves.
That's right.
That's why I see praise is not just an action. Praise is an attitude.
All right.
See, if you can live life with an attitude of praise, see, no matter what you're going through, see, your praise going to bring you out on the other side. Hallelujah. It says praise promotes awareness of God with us. See, praise lets us know that God inhabits, the scripture tells us God inhabits the praise of his people. See, that means, see, that word inhabits, it actually means to sit on. So when we praise, we're creating a throne for God to come and sit upon. So praise shows us that when we praise, God draws near to us.
Yes, sir. Yes.
See, praise, it pushes the worries of this life into the background. See, no matter what you're going through, if you can give God some praise, what you're going through not going to seem so significant.
That's right. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah. See, praise recalls God's past victories and gives us strength and hope for future victories.
Yes.
Because we know what God has done in the past, see, that gives us hope that we know God's going to do it again in the future.
All right.
So we don't have to worry. You don't have to fear. All we got to do is look back and see what he's already done. And God does not change.
No, he doesn't.
Praise gives voice to our dependence on God, relieving us of our fears. See, when we praise, we let God know, Lord, you're the one I'm dependent on. You're the one I trust in. You're my source of hope. All my needs come through you. Everything I have in this life, everything that I will ever be, everything that I will ever accomplish comes through God.
That's right. Amen.
So praise creates an atmosphere where God's presence is acknowledged. And it actively invites him to come and dwell in it. So when you're going through something, you're going through some tribulation, some hard times, and you start to praise, the atmosphere around you will start to change. But some might say, well, if God knows everything, he knows I'm going through something, why do I have to praise him? Does it take all that? But look at it like this. You ever known somebody to show up at someone's house with a need? They want that person's time, they want their attention, they want their resources, but they don't personally really want anything to do with the person.
Come on now. Make it plain.
It's no different with God. You see, we don't go places we're not invited. God doesn't go anywhere he's not invited. See, praise invokes God's presence.
Yes.
Praise will cause God to get up off his throne, heaven.
Thank you, Jesus.
And come down to dwell amongst us. So it does take all that and more.
Yes, it does.
Because we can't give God enough praise.
Right.
That if we had 10,000 tongues, that still wouldn't be enough.
That's right.
No, some people have a problem praising God now. But you realize when we get to heaven, that's going to be praise on a level that you have never seen or experienced. So we can't do it now here on earth. How we think we just going to jump into it when we get to glory? Now, see, this is the training station. See, that's why God doesn't just fix stuff. He wants to be invited into your situation. But just like praise has so many benefits for the believer, a lack of praise has an effect too.
All right, tell it now.
See, when we withhold praise from God, see, that gives the enemy license to run rapid in our lives. Because when we turn away from God, we're telling God, Lord, I'm not trusting in you. Lord, I'm not believing you can do this for me. And automatically, that turns us toward the enemy. You see, God, he wants to do so much for us.
Yes, he does.
But he has made stipulations.
Yes.
See, you don't have to praise God, but God wants you to praise him.
Yes.
You don't have to pray, but God wants you to pray.
Amen.
You don't have to give, but God wants you to give.
All right,
because there's benefit in all those things.
Yes.
See, we know God don't need our money. Cattle on 1,000 hills belong to him. It's his anyway.
Right.
And we don't belong to ourselves. Anything we do in these bodies don't belong to us. It's his. It's his praise. His glory. And we know God is a jealous God. He don't like sharing his glory with nobody else. No, in the world, you got these celebrity figures. They like receiving the adoration, and praise of the fans. But see, they have their reward. See, if they don't turn toward God, that's all they're going to ever have. All the fame and fortune they got, when they leave this earth, they can't take it with them. It's going to go in somebody else's pocket. You see, when we withhold praise from God, we become self-sufficient, which is selfishness. And we know selfishness, that's a character trait of the enemy. So we become ungrateful, unthankful. We no longer give the Lord a hand clap of praise. We no longer lift our voice to him. See, even though God has been nothing but good to us through everything we've been through, we let the enemy drag us down to a place where we can't even see the goodness of God. See, praise transcends the notion of a distant God and paints a picture of a God who is intimately involved with his creation. See, God wants to be all up in your business. We got to get rid of this thought that God is so far off. You know, God is up in heaven. A lot of people just want God to just reach down with his long-handled spoon and just poke around in their situation. No, God's not trying to do that. God is personal.
Yes, he is.
He wants to be personally involved. That's why prayer. He requires prayer. Prayer builds relationship.
Yes.
God can do anything he wants to, anytime he wants to.
Yes, yes, yes.
But he told us to pray.
Yes.
He told us to praise.
Yes.
These things are beneficial for us. And it pleases him.
Yes,
God loves praise.
Yes, he does.
He's intimately involved with our lives. And praise is a powerful weapon as well. We see in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 21 and 23. Here we see Jehoshaphat, who is getting ready for battle. But Jehoshaphat, he sent the praises out first. And when he sent the praises out, they went forth and started praising. See, God went into action.
That's right.
God set traps for the enemy.
Yeah.
God caused the enemy to start killing one another.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And by the time Judah got to the battlefield, all they had to do was pick up the spoil.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
See, all you got to do is just give God some praise. But God will take care of your enemy before you have a chance to do anything to you. See, God will bring confusion into the camp of the enemy. See, every trap that the enemy has set for you, God will turn it on his own head. Praise is a weapon. It defeats the enemy. It causes the enemy to flee. Now, the scripture tells us they might come one way, but they're going to flee in seven. But it's all about God. It's about what God will do when we're obedient. When we give him the praise, when we give him the reverence and the honor and the glory, when we let him know who he is to us.
Yes, yes.
See, when we do that, God will start to let us know what we mean to him.
Yes.
Look at Isaiah 61 and 3. Isaiah 61 and 3, it says, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Now we see God doing all this for his people. Giving them beautiful ashes, oil of joy for mourning, a garment of praise for heaviness, the spirit of heaviness. He said that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord. But at the end it says that God may be glorified. It's all about God. God wants his glory.
Yes, he does.
But it has to come through us. So we'll look at Acts chapter 16 and verse 25. This is where Paul and Silas was thrown into prison. That's 16 and 25. And it says at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. Now, when you locked up in a prison, that's not a time to be feeling joyous and happy.
Hallelujah.
But because Paul and Silas knew their God, they knew because it was a situation that they should have been feeling down. They should have been depressed. They knew it was a time to give God some praise. They knew they were incarcerated unjustly. So they called on the just one to bring forth justice.
All right.
And in the process, even the guard got saved.
Hallelujah. Ooh, glory to God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. See, God would create an atmosphere where his salvation would show up.
Ooh. Look at Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
When you give him the prayer, when you give him the praise. Oh, he can't help but show up and do something.
All right, all right.
But to the degree that we allow him to, that's the degree that he's going to show up. Like I said, some people, they want God's provision. They want God's help.
All right, come on.
But they don't want to be accountable to God.
Come on, tell it.
They don't want to be obedient to what God has told them to do. So they just want God to fix their troubles from a distance. They don't want him to draw close. Because the closer God draws to us, the more we see of ourselves. The more mess we see in ourselves. Because when the holiness shows up, see, the sin and corruption gets exposed. See, just like God, he loosed the prison doors and broke the bonds of Paul and Silas. So when we give him praise, he will break our bonds. He will open our prison doors.
Yes.
See, then it was natural. But he can do it for us spiritually too.
Yes,
see, there's a lot of children of God that are in bondage, that are struggling, don't know how to break free. But all they got to do is learn how to give God some praise. And you just learn to give God that proper praise, or he will break your bonds. He will set the captive free. Hallelujah. He will bring you to that place of freedom that you've been seeking for. There's nothing too hard for God. But when we do it the right way, the way that he's told us to, the way that he requires, that's, he can't help but show up and do what he said he was going to do. Because has God said it, and shall he not do it? So we can just give him the praise. See, just develop an attitude of praise. Not just in church, when you at home. You at home. I've seen people get out their cars on the, they all up in the grass praising God. You know, there are people riding by laughing and pointing, but they don't know the story. They don't know what God had just done for this person. They had a praise that they couldn't hold in. They had to pull over to the side of the road and give God some praise. All we got to do is give God the praise, because there is power in our praise. And everyone stand. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. The altar is open. If anyone has a desire to come down and talk with the Lord, you're welcome. If you need God to help you to give him the proper praise, need God to help you to get that deliverance you've been seeking. You've been seeking God for his Holy Spirit. God is always ready to give what he's offered. All you got to do is come and receive. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. These will be anointed with oil. As we're instructed to do in the scripture. And we're going to pray for these. That God will have his way.
Thank you, Father. I gotta give you thanks. Because, Lord, everything that you have done, I didn't look at it now. I thank you, Lord, for the release of every chain. Everywhere I go, God, I gotta give you praise. Because you have heard my cry. We have been smothered by the grace of God, and it has brought us joy. Therefore, Lord, we was able to make a joyful noise in this city. We have learned to forgive, and with that in mind, God, I just can't stop praising you. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise. Amen.